Meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I'll whip up my drumstick. That will make your eyes gleam. Lick it up quick before it melts on the floor. I got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay. Meet me at the ice cream truck. I'll buy you an ice cream. I can test on my luck. You can play on my team. Let's do the banana split on the dance floor. Got it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Give me some more. Okay. I let him at the schoolyard round quarter to three. We went out for cheese.
Now that is how you intro a podcast or anything you ever need to introduce.
Great job.
Thank you. Getting better, boys. It's only taken me 20, this is the 26th time, and I'm finally getting the hang of it.
Right on.
So, this is a little off topic. The second time with the new Island of Misfit Toys group we have in here.
We are Misfit.
Lots to get to today, boys. As always, I am your... one of the hosts, Kyle, in the room with Ryan and Matt, who I don't know if he wants to be called Purple Heart Matt, but I feel it gives him a big head, so I'm not going to.
I'll just check in as Purple Heart Matt.
Yeah,
Purple Heart Matt here.
You guys don't have to deal with him off air. What an egomaniac. I mean, he comes in with material. I did this. I did that. No, then I did this. And then my son did this. We have to tell him to shut up after a while. It's pretty ridiculous.
Not my fault that my life is awesome, so whatever. Maybe if yours didn't suck, mine wouldn't seem so sweet.
No, we had a lot of questions after our first podcast we did together regarding if it was going to be a one-time thing. Or
how much I sucked.
How much Ryan sucked. Didn't read those posts. Actually didn't at all. But the unanimous vote is in. That unanimous being about 2 to 3 votes. About keeping the show name for now, mainly because Matt came off as bitter without any better suggestions. So a little off topic it stays.
That is true.
I just hate it, guys.
I hate this, but I'm not going to be creative and come up with something else. That's not going to happen. So
no, it works
whatever.
Well. It works very well.
So, you're a bureaucrat at heart.
Yeah, yeah, a lot to get today, though. But on tap, we actually have a couple of egomaniacs ideas. We need to think of a nickname with... you know, Ego Matt, something like that. Because
Sir Awesomeness.
Sir Awesomeness. That's right.
That's what most.
Tongue.
That's what most people call me anyway.
Yeah.
So
Captain Badass.
There it is.
That will also work.
That'll pass by. But no, first we got a couple stories from Matt. We're recording. Anyway, to address the question I was going to get into, we do believe this is going to be a weekly thing. We're planning on recording this at a similar time every week, which right now is Sunday in the middle to late afternoon hours. When football season starts, we're going to play it by ear on the timing anyway. My schedule will be revolving around the Detroit Lions. I don't know about anybody else's, but that's going to be the plan. And the plan from here on out is going to be to have this posted on the Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast every Monday, I believe is the agenda. But if you're listening to this on the Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast, you should not do that anymore because I don't know how long that goodwill will last. So you should be listening off.
Probably not much.
Yeah. So you should be listening off asktheinterns.podomatic.com. If you go to that page right now, actually, you can see there's a donate via PayPal tab. I know a couple of people asked for it. We're not going to go out here shelling for cash. We'll make ends meet. It's not a big deal. But for the upgraded account that we're apparently going to need, the demand was... apparently pretty impressive from our last podcast.
Everyone loves us.
Yeah, that's what it is. But apparently the demand was pretty spectacular, and we exceeded our bandwidth allowed by the basic account. So we are going to have to pay for the upgraded account, which isn't a big deal. But we will accept donations because, you know, we're not going to burn. You know, if you want to, go ahead. There's charities that could use it, but we'll make you laugh.
We're also open to other offers that you're willing to donate.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and, you know, there's other good charities out there, but are they going to make you laugh? No. Yeah, go watch one of those pay for a child commercials. Yeah, real giggles.
Those do make me laugh.
Yeah. Well, you're egomaniac and a cruel-hearted man. That's what Matt is.
We could have a list.
Yeah. Matt's getting these random character traits that he's just going to be assigned, essentially, from now on.
No, I'm signing on to baby rental. That's what those really are. That's just baby rental. You're renting an African baby.
Yeah.
And it does whatever you want. Spare parts, maybe, if you need that. I wouldn't do it, but I've heard of people that have.
It's a really weird beef to pick is with the corporation sponsoring children.
I think it's corrupt, but whatever.
This is awkward.
You have to sit next to him, not me.
And stare into my eyes.
Hey.
Very longingly.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. No, go ahead and do that. AskTheInterns.podomatic.com. I know it's the... You can find it on iTunes. It's as simple as the Freeburn Hot Wings podcast. You click subscribe. Every time a new episode's uploaded, it'll pop up right in your podcast page. Yes, Ryan?
Easier even, because you don't need a VIP membership, although you should support them too if you like them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
no, don't plug them.
And, well, no. And you don't have to reset your subscription like a bunch of times.
Take that, Knox Solutions.
No. Yeah, I'm sure they'll add this at the end of the podcast now.
Yeah.
Great.
No, but please.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Please go ahead and do that, though.
I'm going to jump in, Kyle.
Go ahead, Matt.
As everyone will know, there's going to be a bleep now in the podcast because Ryan, Mr. Hotshot Big Mouth, flew off and dropped the F-bomb.
Off the handle. What do you need?
And we decided that we're going to be professional and act like this is an actual radio show.
For upwards of 6 minutes, anyway.
Yeah. So thanks, now... Man. Stop donating because Ryan said he is going to pay for the upgraded account.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new rule. Whoever swears has to pay.
I turned his mic off, but I definitely heard him mouth those words in the corner of the room where he's in his timeout.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, I don't want to be here.
Shut up.
Keep it down, your timeout. No, please do that. And like it helps us. It makes us. It climbs us up the rankings, which makes us feel good. That's really the only benefit on Podomatic.
We're all egomaniacs.
Yeah, we all have an ego. No, but do that. Like you said, it may be easier. Also, find us on Facebook. A little off topic, you'll see the fancy logo that Ryan's newlywed bride made for us for a while until I get egotistical and put the Word Art logo back on.
Has the disappointment kicked in for her yet?
What kind of disappointment?
Just general. In her marriage.
Sexual, emotional, physical.
Well, we've been together 5 years, so. Ooh,
so boy. It's been a long time then.
Since day one.
Safe to say there was a deadline on that? She about to walk on you, Zach?
Run.
Sarah, if you're listening, just book it. I mean, really.
Which she's not.
No.
Who does? I make her. I force her to. I tear her down.
If I was lucky enough to have anybody care about me to listen to this, I would tell them to stop listening to. You like that? You like that self-facing right there?
Mom, please. Come on, Mom. It's really, really funny. Me and my friends talk and we make jokes, and you're going to love it, Mom.
Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah.
I told you I'm not listening to that piece of junk.
That's how I get the attention to myself, is I just spew depression.
That's a good way to get ladies. Yeah. I tried that.
It really... Women are just get crazy turned on by that when they see you at a bar with like your head in your hand, four days of facial hair growth.
Pity sex is by far the best.
Yeah,
so.
yelling at a TV with a sports game on it. Women, I can't keep the eyes off me at the bar. I don't think I paid for a drink since I turned 21.
That's because no women will accept them from you.
Yeah. I've actually never bought a beer for myself. They've all been for somebody else. They won't accept it. Send it back. So I just drink a little warmer beer. It still makes me feel good. It sounds free. So I guess.
It is free.
In a roundabout way, I'm getting free drinks.
And in a straight way, you're pathetic.
Yeah. In every way, Matt. In every way. But go ahead and find us on Facebook, please. Maybe we'll get to 25 followers. No, but that helps as well. You can find out right when we're going to record. You'll know when it's posted. We post on there. We usually respond to every comment, unless you make me weep.
Or
I delete you, then block. My handle
not me. Bring it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, everyone. Oh, Matt's great. He should be great for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happened last time that happened, Matt? I believe his name was Andy two times, and look where he is.
Where is he?
California.
Sales?
Not bad.
No, I'm implying we fired him.
Oh. I didn't know you could be fired from this.
You get too popular, the other two egomaniacs kind of slowly push you out the door.
We just don't let you in the door, actually.
Yeah, so that. But Matt came in today with a couple stories. One, I simply titled Matt Saves Lives. And that's simply because we all adore Matt. War hero. And he told me today that he used to be a fireman. Didn't know that.
Fireman, EMT. Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
So, ambulance driver?
No, assistance director.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh,
EMS
wow. Director
coordinator.
Title. How about that? Are you just making up titles now?
Yes.
Life or death operation middle management supervisor. That was me.
Returner from the brink. Whatever.
I don't want to stock the ambulance, really.
You had the most ridiculous name tag in the history of the world.
Well, so having all these great titles, there was a little bit of training that went into them, which, as I mentioned, was EMT. And on the way in, I noticed a small group of probably 12-year-old girls and boys standing by a dumpster, and in between them was a little girl laying on the ground. And I said, that seems very strange. So I turned my car around and came back and parked, and I said, is she okay? She seems like she's probably hurt. And one girl said, yes. We were playing on the dumpster. We were running around it, and I shoved her, and she hit her head really hard and fell down.
Ooh.
And now she cannot move her legs.
Talk about the guilt trip that kid's going to feel later.
Yeah, no kidding. So
you should have gotten her name so we can tease her and haunt her memories forever.
That would have been the good thing to do. Your friend can't walk. I want to make fun of you. Is usually the angle I go for.
Yes. Well, the dumpsters do say to not play in or around.
Yeah, yeah, that does seem stupid, but I used to be a kid. I think I did some stupid stuff. So
we all did.
I didn't say anything about that. I just went into helping the young girl.
Mm-hmm. Heroin.
Yes. I gave her heroin and said, no. Your legs don't work, but you're going to feel a lot better now. Your wheelchair rides are going to be sweet with these drugs.
By the way, I'm sure that audio of, so I went to help the young girl, will not be taken out of context, manipulated, or manufactured in any way.
It won't, because I'm Captain Badass, Mr. Awesome Man.
Oh, he's Mr. Awesome Man now.
I see. I'm sorry, Matt. Continue. I don't mean to continue.
No,
you.
No problem.
Good story.
So the little girl's laying on the ground crying hysterically, because I'm sure it's pretty painful. She's young, so she probably hasn't had too many traumatic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't tell me her name. She might have spoken Spanish because her friend spoke to her in Spanish, but I think they also spoke English, so I don't know that she exclusively spoke Spanish. But I said, what's your name? And she said, like something very unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. And I said, can you move your legs? And she started to shake her head no. And I said, do not move your head. Stop. Because if you did something, you're going to make it worse. And I said, if you can't move your legs, tell me when you can feel this. And that was terrible, but I started pinching her legs.
I wasn't going to say it. I'm pretty engrossed in the story, and then you got to get all sexual.
That's going to come back and be a problem.
What a
that
creep,
one,
right?
Captain Badass cannot avoid that. Uh-oh. So anyway, I started to, it's called a painful stimuli. You try to do something that most people would say that hurts, so you can tell that they still have sensation.
Yep.
And I was doing that on her leg. I was pinching really hard and kind of digging my finger into her shin, and there was no reaction at all. And I said, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already asked if somebody called 911, and they said yes. And a couple of minutes later, the ambulance showed up and started to put her in a neck brace and on the backboard and everything. So I'm assuming that she either has a great acting ability and was just faking it, but I don't see why she would do that.
Yeah, why would you act right. that out?
I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish that was the case because I believe she's paralyzed.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus, didn't know you were going to. I thought there was going to be a turnaround in this.
No,
story.
There's
that
no.
Make me feel
no.
okay.
There's no turnaround. I left as they were loading a paralyzed young child into an ambulance.
God.
So I feel good for helping, and terrible that she's paralyzed.
Well, it's a good thing you were there, because as children, they might have tried to
move
her or do anything.
Yeah, it could have made the damage worse, or you know, it could be something that she could recover from now because there was no extra damage done. But
I don't even want to be here.
We don't want you here.
It's just such a bummer.
I mean,
here I am making fun of this girl and implying that you're touching her, and then you tell me, yeah, she's probably going to be in a wheelchair.
I told you what happened. How did you not know? I said I helped a paralyzed girl.
He's distracted by the tigers.
I barely listen to you as it is.
Which is probably the right thing to do.
But I guess you told me that you said you helped a girl, a paralyzed girl or whatever. I just assumed. I don't know. I guess probably my mistake. I thought you were a miracle worker.
Yeah, I didn't heal her so she could get out of her chair.
Somebody needs to bring her one of those churches.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's terrible, but glad I can help. I mean, you know, I'd rather help and have somebody who actually is trained and knows what they're doing than just kids kind of poking her with a stick. At first, they were all just staring at her like, why aren't you getting up? What's wrong with you? And
nice dummy.
Yeah, so hopefully she'll be okay, but
You're that little girl. How do you feel right now knowing that you just paralyzed your friend?
Yeah, that's a rough one.
That's pretty sweet. Well, Matt, you had an eventful morning and, I guess, trip in then. Because before we began recording, you mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago in an email or via conversation to me that you were going to an air show this morning.
Right.
And we made some jokes about, well, I'm assuming there will be a crash. And I said, well, yeah. Because
hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
those happen weekly at air shows around the world. You know, everybody crashes doing those. Well, we got a bit of a...
There was, in fact, a crash.
I can't laugh at this. This is the worst thing ever. Matt, you got a text message from your wife shortly before. You had to leave the air show early, to clarify.
Right.
You had to leave early to get to come here to record.
Right.
This awesomeness.
Yeah, to enjoy this epic level of recording.
Right.
So you left early and you missed presumably the last hour, whatever it may be.
Right.
Your wife and son, I'm assuming, stayed there. And you
No, they actually came with. She didn't witness it either, thankfully. No.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, wow. I thought she was there.
No, she just saw it on the news at home.
Oh, okay.
So thankfully we all left and she didn't have to witness it.
Well,
Matt, recap what
happened. Because from a point of view, when we received the news.
All right. So like you said, my wife sent me the text message. And the text message simply read, a man fell 200 feet at the air show. And I said, wow, that's amazing. We left too early. Because I assumed that she was kidding at first. And she said, why would you say that? That's terrible.
Well,
and I said, so somebody really did fall 200 feet? How did they manage that? Because usually you're in an airplane at an air show.
Yeah.
This guy is one of those air walkers.
Wing walkers.
Right. Yeah. He was moving from a helicopter back onto his airplane, which seems terribly stupid. And I can understand now how he fell. But apparently he kept doing this maneuver and went to do it again and missed the edge of the wing and fell about 200 feet, they said. And I'm sure he's doing great.
Probably.
What an uplifting morning and early afternoon you've had today.
Yeah. I'm glad that I wasn't there for much of
anything. There is that morbid curiosity of like, but no,
I was completely kidding. I did say that. I said, fingers crossed, hopefully there will be a nice big fiery crash.
Well, obviously it's ingested.
Expecting there not to be. And if there was, I would hope it would be an awesome one that somebody ejected from the airplane and landed softly like they were on a marshmallow or something.
With like a handful of puppies.
Yeah, and said, wow, this is wonderful. So,
just saying to make it more safe and more, you know, comfortable.
Right. So, yeah, I didn't really want somebody to die, so I'm sure that everyone thinks I did from your guys' propaganda, but I didn't.
We have been spreading no propaganda, Matt, and I don't appreciate the implication.
You do seem to have some bad luck when it comes to saying stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hope someone dies.
What a bummer, though, that we were just joking about this 2 days ago.
Yeah.
About something terrible, tragic that nobody ever wants to happen.
So my events today of problems ended best with 12-year-old girl paralyzed.
Oh.
That was the best situation for the day.
Oh, my God. Because
the other guy bounced off the ground from 200 feet.
Lord knows this is worse than both.
Well, no, something fun did happen earlier.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we're going to get to that right now. Just before recording today, we had an interview with the newest viral video star located in Knox City, Texas. Chad McGee. I said Chad McGee.
Oh, sounded like Ted.
No,
sorry.
The super fan of the Knox City Greyhounds. We got him on the phone, like we said, just before recording today, and this is how that went.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chad?
Yeah.
Hi, Chad. My name is Kyle. We're here from a little off topic. I believe you spoke with Matt.
Yeah.
How are you doing down there today, Chad? Now, Chad, you're getting quite a bit of attention lately from the viral video of you giving the pump-up video to your Knox City Greyhounds down there. What's life been like for you for the past week or so there with all the attention?
To be quite honest with you, it's been pretty wild around here, honestly. It was just yesterday that I had my picture put in on the front page of the Abilene Reporter News.
Well, that's a pretty big accomplishment there, Abilene. A pretty massive market down there in Texas. I believe top 300.
I subscribe every day.
Right. I mean, the attention has been absolutely great. Just, you know, just today when I went to church, you know, all these people were gathered around me like I'm a rock star.
Now, Chad, have you heard from any of the football players themselves about what they think of your video?
That got away.
Absolutely. And matter of fact, my picture that's on the front page of the Abilene Reporter News is me right in front, or you know, right, or the guys were right behind me, you know, when the pictures were taken, and they were being interviewed that very same day, and they love it. They absolutely love it. They can't believe what such a huge fan and huge supporter that I am of them. It really makes them want to get out there, work harder, play harder, not just for me, you know, but just, you know, for all of their supporters, you know.
So, hey,
they're loving it.
So did you play football, Chad, or are you just a fan of Youngman?
I'm just I'm a big fan of high school football. I had a chance to play a long time ago when I was living in Haskell, you know. I actually went as far as, you know, suiting up and, you know, trying on the helmets, you know, the pads and all that and everything, and the shoulder pads and all. And I don't know. I guess the coaches either thought I was too scared, too small, too skinny, or whatever the case may have been.
Can't believe that's a problem.
But they just never put me on the team, whatever, for whatever reason, which actually was their mistake, you know, quite honestly.
Yeah. Because
I would have been absolutely, you know,
a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can see it in that. You can see it in that video. You know, you get pretty pumped up pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You would have dominated those men.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would have. I mean, I would have hit them and cut them literally.
Yeah.
In half. Literally in half.
Literally.
Oh, definitely.
Talking to Chad.
Right in half.
Talking to Chad McGee here, super fan of the Knox City Greyhounds, located in Texas. Now, Chad. Are you a lifelong resident of Knox City? I believe you mentioned you had the opportunity to play high school football elsewhere. How did you relocate to Knox City?
Well, it was a long time ago. Me and my mother, Sylvia Joe McGee, moved down here to Knox City officially in 1999. See, she got a job down here at the Brazos Valley Care Home, and we were living in Haskell at the time when she got that job.
Of course.
She was, you know, having to drive back and forth. And, of course, you know, gas prices weren't as near as bad back then as it is now.
You got that
but,
right.
But, you know, she would have to go in bad weather, bad storms. And, you know, driving an old car, her, you know, the headlights would go out on her or, you know, something would go wrong. And so we both decided to move out of Haskell.
Right.
And simply just move here, you know, which made perfectly good.
That does make sense, yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Right.
So actually, moved down here in 1999, and I've been here ever since.
I see.
So what does your wife think of all the attention you've been getting?
I ain't got a wife.
Oh. Get out of here.
I am shocked to hear that.
Now, I had a girlfriend a long time ago. Her name was Melissa Summers.
And I hate her.
She currently lives in Haskell now.
You left her back in the old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Ditched her. Greener pastures, am I right?
I mean, you know, it was a long time ago that me and Melissa's, I wouldn't say a long time ago. I would say late last year we reconnected and we started talking and everything again.
Right, yeah.
And then something, I don't know, I guess something happened.
Well, maybe this video will just drive her right back into your
arms. Yeah, she missed a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, I'm not only known not only in Texas, but not only in the United States. I'm known in Canada.
Holy crap, Canada?
That is the freedom capital of the world. I can't believe it.
And those women are really loose, too. I mean, you gotta take advantage of this right now, man.
Yeah.
I know, man.
It's your time to shine, Chad.
On Skype, you know, I was on Skype this other day on a show, you know, from Canada, you know. And I got a message from Facebook, I reckon about 4 or 3 hours afterwards, and said I have
give
a
or take.
Fans and had a lot of fans in Canada now.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Now, what? I guess how long did it after you said you moved to Knox City in about 1999? Were you an immediate super fan? Just the thrill of those young men running up and down the field just got going in the first season.
You know, really, you know, to be quite honest with you, when I went to my church, I started going to my church officially last year. In September, I got really around these guys a lot, and because they're a part of our youth group.
That's what I heard.
And they are very. I mean, I've never seen a group of kids, group of players,
group of men,
so passionate and so dedicated and devoted to their team, and doing whatever it takes,
tight.
You know, to dominate annihilate and assassinate, you know, the competition, you know, in a clean way, obviously.
Obviously a clean way. I don't know any other way you could be taken.
Do you you make it to every game, right, Chad? You don't miss a game?
Oh, I mean, I'm there, you know. This year I'm going to be there on the sideline. At least I'm going to try to be.
Well,
because now that I got this worldwide, literally worldwide attention, I'm pitch the idea that, to Coach Steele.
That amazes me that you've been able to get past that 300-foot restriction and see every game, but well done.
I mean, you know, I'm going to be there, right on the sideline with these guys.
Of course.
I'm hoping maybe.
Slapping butts and shaking hands.
Right. You know, we're really getting them fired up, you know, because you can tell in that video, I have the ability to really fire anybody.
Speaking of that video, Chad, where did you shoot that at?
In my house.
Okay. I noticed you had an American Classic motorcycle shirt on. I was a big fan of that.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, that looked good. Was it that new chameleon fabric that they have? Because I noticed I've got a couple of shirts like that, and over time they'll kind of change colors, and it looked like from the top down it was getting a little darker as the video progressed. Do you own one of the chameleon shirts?
Well, I'm not sure what type of shirt that is, honestly.
Yeah. You can look it up.
I don't really pay attention to that type of stuff. But,
right.
The funny thing is, I keep getting a whole lot of bunch of comments on YouTube about how the sweat color, you know, around my neck.
Oh, sweat.
Oh.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I had no idea.
I didn't think you were a sweaty man at all.
Like Matt was saying, it looked like, you know, it just looked like a different color at the top. You know, you see those.
Oh, yeah.
Different
right.
colored collars. I can't
Changing
believe
as it went on.
Yeah.
Like
right,
a ringer tee.
See, actually, you know, when you consider it's Texas and it gets absolutely unbearably hot here.
Yeah,
I filmed that, I kid you not, it was like 110 degrees outside.
Well, hey, there's no T-shirt, American Classic or not, that can withhold that type of enthusiasm, all right? it can't hold that in.
I know. I was amazed when I went back and started editing and started looking at the video. I'm like, damn, look at that.
Now, Chad,
I wasn't even aware I was even playing that much. You know, I knew I was mm-hmm. pouring from the head down. But
yeah.
I thought, wow.
Now, Chad, you've been following the Knox City Greyhounds for quite a while now, so I'm assuming you know all of the players' names. I mean, you can just recite them.
Pretty much.
Just tell them to say their names.
No, I don't want them to say their names. I just want to know, I mean, how long have you been memorizing young men's names? I mean, is that a yearly thing? Like you got to relearn that roster,
right?
Yeah.
You know, going to the games,
running through the police records.
I wasn't really around. You know,
get their address.
Guys like I am currently now in our youth group.
You're currently round.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Okay.
I was in the stands.
By the house next door to
them. Hearing them on and whatnot, and
buy them lunch,
and so on and so forth. But you know, I just when I started getting them,
what'd you build
really
your cage
face
out of?
To face, you know, like talking the encounter. You know, I really started getting to know these guys pretty well. And and these are your Knox City Greyhounds, you know. I mean,
of course.
I was reading from a sheet, you know, because I was reading.
Now, Chad, quickly here, has there been any talk of you maybe having like a pump-up party at your house or something? And or has that been really just nipped in the bud by the police?
A pump-up party? no, not as of late, but I'm sure there might be now.
You should do it before you can't.
Oh, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Chad, I'm told you have a couple side projects. I heard you spoke with one of the show members here, Matt, and he mentioned you do something in your free time, an interesting hobby, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is that, tell us a little bit about your, I believe you make wrestling championship belts.
Pee-wee football.
Yeah. Well, actually, I made that one, you know.
Oh, you made the one.
I take that back. I made two.
Well, okay.
The one that's in the video is the first one that I made.
For you and for the slave.
It's a custom-made belt, you know, and it took me, I really took my time on it. And
yeah.
Well, did you make
3 weeks to finally get it to look
did you get the matching gag ball to go with it?
Right. And actually, the second one that I made for a good friend of mine. That Matt Goldberg.
Well, it sure seems like this is your time to shine, Chad, and you really need to, you know, maybe branch out and make this a bit of an industry for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, how else are you going to get
actually,
income?
I'm just waiting to see how far this actually goes. You know,
mm-hmm. Right to the top.
I'm hearing rumors all around, unless it's finalized, you know, it's going to stay that way as rumors. But I hear that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Leno and all these other big-time names.
Yeah, we're probably tying up your phone line from all those
very
guys.
Interesting to me.
Yeah, we're probably tying up your phone line for all of them to get a hold of you right now.
So the big one that everyone wants to know, though, is how many boys have gotten away?
How many boys have gotten away?
Into college. College and pros.
Oh, well, actually, there's a guy in Dallas that works for the Ticket.
Oh, okay, yeah, the radio station,
the
of course.
He used to play football here.
Oh, okay.
Football here, so I mean, we branch out a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we branch out, and we go very high, mm-hmm. very high
up the leg
in our success and in our future endeavors, you know.
Yeah.
And I really believe in this team. I mean, I absolutely.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? It's the Knox City Greyhounds, of course.
Oh yeah,
I do.
No.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we might be just a six-man team. We were 11 man at one point, but.
I ain't doing five.
Six. But we're still very dominant and physical. And
so
we are
you guys play against teams of 11 with six players?
No, actually, a long time ago, we were a team of 11. I'm not exactly sure what happened when we got downsized to a six-man team.
Yeah, budget cuts. I mean, crazy.
Right,
you
absolutely.
Got me, you know.
Yeah, tough times.
And, you know, and whatnot. But, hey, you know, I mean, we are the Knox City Greyhounds. And
absolutely.
We are very...
Well, all right, Chad, that's awesome, and we appreciate you taking the time, and good luck to the Knox City Greyhounds and all those young men that you go out there and support with your hands, and good luck in this upcoming season.
Yep, tell the young boys we say hi from up here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. The Knox City Greyhounds are going to dominate.
There it is.
Yes.
Absolutely dominate, assassinate. And get the job done and go all the way to the state championship.
Sounds good,
right,
Chad.
Get back, Chad.
Have
get back
a good
to molesting.
One. Somebody call the police.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
God, I said like, what, four things?
Mm-hmm. So that's how that went.
What an animal.
Safe to say that got a little bit sideways from the get-go, right?
A little.
So we hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed just recording it. Pretty absurd.
As much as he enjoys boys.
And that's saying something.
My favorite part are the tight pants.
You think every interview now that he's doing the whole annihilate.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
Why
man.
Wouldn't he be?
He's now a running catchphrase.
He's too intense.
If you haven't seen this guy, you need to check him out. He has 12 teeth, and they go in. Each one has its own direction. It's insane.
It's pretty spectacular. We'll link that on our Facebook page as well.
Of course.
And, and you can still find that on the Freeburn Howling. I believe it's the top placed web video there on Freeburn Howling's website. So make sure to check that out at one of the sources.
Yes.
So we had a little homework this week, boys. Going back to what we used to do on the earlier version of this podcast, where it's essentially make fun of ourselves. This week, Matt and I decided with zero input from Ryan because we don't like to talk to him.
Nope. I found out by reading the Facebook page.
That'll help his
serious?
I'm not important complex.
That should not happen because we had a long triple chat Facebook about what we were going to do for this Sunday. So the fact that you're claiming you only knew this morning is absurd and hurtful.
Hey, I got it done.
Yeah, after
I'm balling.
Yeah, I had to text you and say, hey, you do have audio, right?
Yeah, I did. When you texted, I did.
Good. So what we have here is our top three, and in case your name is Ryan, you can't understand, you brought four?
I brought three.
You said you brought four.
There's four, but I brought...
What?
If he brought four, he obviously brought three, because you have to
clearly
have three.
Clearly this is my fault on semantics!
You have to bring three to bring four, okay? So
no, I wasn't... I had like an extra, but I didn't like it, so...
Jesus, wiener two, can't you count? I said 4-3. Duh.
Four thirds.
It's clearly impossible to not have three if I brought four, thank you.
Now, I want to recap how this went down from my angle, I suppose, where I guess it was, in their defense, I did not clarify and say, when we bring audio, just label them with the numbers.
You're hanging yourself here, and I'll explain why. Just continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But the idea is when we have lists that we unveil this and it worked without a flaw, the first, whenever we used to do this with audio, was to bring your audio in with simply a number. Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3, so on and so forth. But what happened was Matt and Ryan apparently said to hell with that and simply put the band name or song name directly in the title. I'll let you defend yourself in a moment. But what I want to say is it would make more sense, and this is all I'm saying, is if we would have labeled them 1, 2, 3, which is you pull audio for the show, and I pull all audio for the show as well when we pull Name That Blank, when we used to do that. Name That Blank, you would only pull 1, 2. Then that's how you would label them, so obviously nobody in the room knew the answers.
Right.
So I was assuming that would follow through here. My surprise upon my verbal berating of Ryan when he walked in when I asked him if they were labeled as numbers, and so he went on to fix that. To my surprise, I opened Matt's flash drive to 1-band name, 2-band name, and 3-band name, almost up in arms.
No, I think it has to go up.
You're saying the big problem there is when you opened it, you then found out exactly what the music was, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So an equally large problem would be to open the music, open the file, and have the actual music start playing. Yeah. Well, kind of like somebody who's complaining about this did.
No, you see, that was a clerical error on my part.
As was my labeling.
With paper.
I had a mic pod open, and that means it plays through the headphones, which were very loud and very audible to the entire room. And when I opened it in this audio program, it started to play. That was me not actively trying to sabotage this program. How would you clarify were trying to do?
Short story long, we both did the same thing.
No, there. Whoa. You went out of your way.
Do you know
way.
My songs?
I know the names of the bands.
And I know yours.
You know the name.
Because you just
of,
said, hey, listen to this. Click.
You know the Yeah, that's what I did.
You might as well
know,
have.
You know three notes from one of them.
And I know exactly
I
what
know,
it is.
I know all of yours. And I don't know any of Ryan's simply because he was wise enough to change his upon my request. When, even in the same room, Matt, we're in the same room when I bring this up to Ryan. It never crossed your mind to say, huh, you know, I have that the same way, too. Maybe
I
should
too
change
busy,
that.
I was too busy being wrapped up in doom and gloom for my day.
Yeah, here we go.
So.
Yeah, excuses. But needless to say, that's how that went. Hopefully next time we pull audio, we won't all know everybody's list. It can only go up from here.
Yeah.
It's episode 2 for us, so
yeah, it's episode 2. We're getting the kinks out, and I've never done this before,
and
so I shouldn't have had that
thing
knowledge
is,
yet.
The big thing is, everybody still doesn't know what they are. We may, but this is for the audience.
No, we do.
So,
not mine, though.
But for the audience's enjoyment, it would have been a better, almost shock insult.
So you guys are bit killers.
To hear it live. Yeah, I'm a bit killer. Matt's a bit killer. Ryan
I'm just
tried,
a tool.
I nipped Ryan's bit killing in the bud.
Not the only thing you nipped.
Take that, gay sex joke.
Yeah.
Who do we want to start with today? Oh, I think considering the only ones we don't know are Ryan's, let's get Matt and Hots off the way.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right, here we go. We got. We'll start off with Matt's today. And again, these are our top three guilty pleasure songs or bands. I guess it's a little ambiguous that way. It doesn't really matter. Matt, are yours in any specific order? Like, is number one your most?
That's the most. So start from three.
We'll go three down. Sounds good. Here's Matt's number three guilty pleasure.
Here it comes.
On the way. I hate you already.
No, you don't. You love me.
I love it.
God.
What's wrong with the Beastie Boys?
Okay, the reason you can't hear me is because I'm looking for a rafter to hang myself from.
Oh, please do. I will assist you in getting up there.
Now, while I hate the Beastie Boys,
I despise the Beastie Boys.
I am okay with this song.
You can go live in Canada with Chad What's-His-Face.
Oh, yeah. Because they're so American. Is that what you're going to try to play on me?
No, they're just awesome.
They are terrible. I don't know what... From a younger age, even hearing Fight for Your Right to Party.
Please turn it up.
Stop. I'm not listening to that any more than I already have. Hearing that at too young, Fight for Your Right to Party, hearing that when I was a kid, and I hated it then. I hate it worse now.
monkey one or
there's
whatever.
Yeah, Funky Monkey. Really, you like that?
Funky
you,
Monkey's awesome.
You hear hear Funky Monkey, you turn that up on your car radio?
Yeah.
Oh, your wife needs to divorce you right now.
She bought it for me for Father's Day.
You're
the
an
album.
Animal.
So that's why it's a guilty pleasure for me. I will literally listen to Beastie Boys anytime that I hear them repeatedly.
Kidding.
I could listen to this same song, So What You Want, I'll listen to it four times in a row. I don't care.
I respect
I
you
it.
For your defiance. I hate you because of your choice.
No, God help you if Nirvana's the next one.
No, no Nirvana.
Oh, I love Nirvana.
I like Nirvana's hits. I didn't put them on my guilty. I didn't know they were a guilty pleasure-esque type
I like
band.
Nirvana's shotgun skills. That's the only thing I like about Nirvana.
I like Nirvana because it spawned Dave Grohl. I am okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a side note.
I still hate Nirvana.
Thank God for Buckshot.
That's a. Do you think that was a Buckshot, or think that was a real? You think that was a slug?
Either way, it'll get the job done.
And it did.
All right.
What a terrible gun to chew. I mean, if you're going to do that, okay. If that's your last resort and you think that's the only way out. But really, one where you're going to have to try to reach down to make it more physically awkward
use
than
your
it has
toe.
To be. Yeah.
Your big toe.
And all else they have? Pistols, where you don't need a toe.
Well, you've clearly... Kyle awesome. Has thought this out numerous times.
Cutting takes too long.
All right, play the next song.
Let's not suicide before someone gets pissed.
Matt's number two guilty pleasure.
I sing that.
Never wanted to hit you so much.
I like it.
She's really hot in a different way.
No, I'm not. I can play stupid,
and
but I'm not going to. I don't. When I hear this, I won't turn it. I'll enjoy.
Because fantasy time starts. You hear that voice.
Are you giving a self-pleasuring joke while you're in the car?
It's not a joke.
It's the truth of my life. This is, of course, Gwen Stefani. Now, Matt, when did your infatuation with Gwen Stefani start?
Way back in the day, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was like 8 years old for me, maybe.
Wish that would have stayed forgotten in my brain that they were a band.
And I don't. She's not like everyday hot. She's Gwen Stefani hot.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
She is. She's weird like that.
He wants to be cougar.
That's her. That's her thing. Is these crazy pop catch hook songs? You know, it's whatever makes you money. I suppose. Yeah. I'm not here to argue with you. And now, I obviously, like we talked before, I can read the number one I'm at. And this is going to catch a little flack from
the world,
98% of the world. Here's Matt's number one. Uh-huh. The famous K-E money sign Ha. Tetra.
Pretty much the same reason as Gwen Stefani.
That's a weird hot for me.
Yeah.
Because you look at her and she's not. You look
but she is.
I know. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
She's frumpy and not attractive. But I look at her and I go, yeah.
I want to do you. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And
maybe times are tough.
I think it's like the beginning of the song, too, when she's like talk singing. Yeah. I really like that for some reason. I don't know what it is.
The music video below is pretty awesome if you watch that one with her.
No, I'm cool with the video. Anything with her in it, I'm good.
That's what he says. Pretty
awesome. Blow.
Yeah,
Blow. No, it's awesome. Blow, the song named Blow.
She's got a song named Blow.
Oh, I thought you said it blows. My bad.
No,
yeah.
No.
The music video, it's going to blow.
It's trippy. It's.
So that is that's Matt, and that's a pretty bold step on your part to just come right out with that. I appreciate your
whatever.
Honesty. Appreciate your honesty for that. We'll go on to mine. This is my number three. I don't even remember who I chose, so it's going to be like a learning experience for all of us.
Huh.
I pulled the full.
Suddenly, labeling sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
Why? Because when I hear it, I won't recognize it.
No.
This is how lazy I was. I saw you edited down some of yours to about 45 seconds. I just pulled the entire song.
I know.
That's too.
I was actually mad at you because you sent me a message and said, just have like the hook or the real catchy part. So I was like, okay, I'll cut it down. And I asked you, what, about 30 seconds? You're overthinking it, dude. Just chill out. Just get the song. What do you mean I'm overthinking it? Well, you told me to get a certain part, and I want to know how long of that certain part you want. And you just say, I'm going to bring in their entire CD.
The goal is, like we've done it, is to just have, we can have the music play underneath as we speak. I don't know if you noticed on the last one. I did. Audio ear. Is that, is that your, the last one, I mean, just ran out. I don't know. I picked songs where it's a neat, What I was implying to you, Matt, was to bring in the part of the song where it wasn't like the start. If the start of the song was some crazy long buildup and nobody knew what the hell it was until the hook.
So
let's break down semantics of the show.
So let me know what time to start the song at was probably
better. My number three, Guilty Pleasure.
I hate you.
I hate you more.
Dance. Oh, yeah. Blow.
Huh. Somebody seems to be thinking along similar lines.
You're darn right I am.
I like it.
This reminds me of when we pulled audio of our top three man crushes when we used to do those. And my number one, Handsome Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And
everyone's.
Lurch also had Handsome Bradley Cooper as number
one. Who doesn't?
He's a dapper looking dude, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It is what it is. It's...
Him and Kesha, that's a coin toss you don't want to have to make.
I think I'll know who went.
Send your emails, but I don't care. I'm not going to defend her. I know that the lyrics are just horrendous. I don't care.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
When this thing, it kicks in and it goes, it's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
I turned that off.
The sing talk, I'm a huge fan of it for some reason.
Sure seems like if you dirty talk Matt, he's just going to go.
Yeah.
And there's no stopping that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kat, that's as soon as I heard yours, it's always that kind of like knowing like, oh, okay, I got to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Here is, and this is my number two. I think I do remember this one.
Oh
yeah.
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 JT.
Right? He was fringe on my man crush list.
Yeah.
He's, I mean...
That's a tough cut to have to make.
And listen, I have to update that list pretty weekly during football season.
I bet you do.
Of which male
you
football
and Chad
star
McGee.
I would like to get behind.
You and Chad McGee could go on and on about that topic.
But yeah, JT, I mean, listen.
I sing this to my
the
wife.
Dude's tail. Well, that's something I don't want to hear. Can you just see? Can you see Lurch's skinny self wearing nothing but, like, smiley face
I'm
boxers?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Can you
Holy
see?
God.
I'm sorry. Can you see Ryan's skinny body just in the bedroom wearing,
he
like,
hates doing this with us.
Smiley
he
face
does.
Boxers doing this crazy sensual dance.
I don't dance. I just sing it if it's
oh,
on.
Oh, okay. So you just serenade her.
Yeah. I gotta keep her around so she doesn't just leave
there
me.
You go. There
More
you
importantly, go. Calling us cast members of past.
Oh,
what's
my
up, Andy? Two times?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd prefer it.
I think the listeners might prefer too.
I mean, look, the guy's talented. I don't care what you want to say. Guys hate him, and I think they hate him out of jealousy.
I hate you. Out of that.
I used to hate him, and then this CD came out. I loved it, and I actually went back and started listening to. I listened to "Cry Me a River" and "Rock Your Body" on repeat.
Yeah, the dude's talented. I don't care what anybody says.
Good actor, too.
He is.
Yeah,
he's
you know what? Multifunctional.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Here's my number one, which everybody heard.
What is it? Oh, yeah, I remember
now. Yeah, and I figured this might actually be, even with Matt and I both having Kesha on the list and having Justin Timberlake, I figured this might be the one if we get any type of your gay email. This will be the one.
I don't understand it. This
Everyone
is a good
Nickelback.
Song.
I, you know, and it's people don't like Nickelback. Okay. Everything sounds the same. All right, you listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers lately?
They all sound like brother?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
As an example.
Oh, okay.
I'm using it as an example. People say, well, Nickelback's music sounds the same. Okay. So does the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah,
but people
it's
like
a band.
Them. Yeah. And I think it's that same thing that, you know, it's talked about on Freebird Hot Wings every now and again is that, you know, popularity breeds hatred. You know,
right,
the Green Day thing. Oh, you're sellouts. All right, we just
made
a
success. Well, they do suck now.
Yeah, I never liked them. But, I mean, you make a successful album, and it's like your fans from early on are all types of bitter about it.
I don't
think
this is a guilty pleasure. I think this is just a band or a song that you like that other people don't. I think it's probably 50-50.
I disagree. This is a band that when I'm listening to it in the car, if I come to a stoplight, I turn it down.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm pretty self-conscious. Like I feel people looking at me when I'm listening to Nickelback. It's not like I flip through their discography daily, but if there's a song in my iPod that I'm listening to, you know, and it comes on and I'm at a stop, I'll either turn it all the way down, flip to the next song, or something like that.
Right.
I think they have that stigma around them now where people hate them for that.
So. And you don't need another reason for them to hate you. So.
People look at me and they hate me.
Right.
Jeez, we already went over that. Now, the final three we have here, the only three we don't know what they are. Ryan, should I go
Mystery
in any specific
music.
Order?
They're not in any really specific order. Okay. They're just groups that I enjoy. One of them is kind of a big one everyone knows. One's kind of...
I swear to God, if you come in here with house band indie music
nobody
knows, well, yeah, it's a guilty pleasure. Me and two buddies listen to them. Only two other people know who they are. But
No, people will know them.
All right, here's Ryan, labeled as number three, no specific order, guilty pleasure.
I don't know this song or band, Ryan. You're lying. I'm kidding, I know who this is. Don't look at me like that.
I fell in love with this song from one of the guys when they did Name That Tune.
Oh, yeah.
It's Worlds Apart. It's awesome.
You ever see the video for this?
No.
The keyboard player is amazing.
Yeah, oh, is he?
It's a crazy video. You got to check it out.
No kidding.
The favorite thing about this is my mom hates Journey and Air Supply, and I will play this loud at their house just to piss her off.
I don't know how you can hate Journey.
Any band with a dedicated keyboard player is a badass band. Yeah.
See, for me, I could if this was a kind of criteria, I guess I could have put any of the crazy 80s bands and hair bands that I love. I am a John Bon Jovi fan, but I am not even ashamed of that.
Wow, and the Beastie Boys suck. But you're
Don't you dare compare Crank, what is that? Crank Yank or whatever their stupid effing songs are. Funky Monkey, and don't they have one where they make prank phone calls? Is that them?
No.
Okay. I hate the Beastie Boys.
I'm so confused by
that.
I thought they had a song called like Crank Yank or Crank Yankers or something.
That's a show on
Comedy. Yeah. I'm familiar with the show.
Well, maybe you should study it some more because it's in no way related to the Beastie Boys.
How dare you compare the Beastie Boys to Bon Jovi?
Can't say one sucks without saying the other one does, buddy.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Number two. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound like swearing, but all these words aren't real swears. Trust me.
What?
Note my look at you right now. If I have to go back.
This F word sounds a lot like the F word, guys.
But it's not.
But it's not.
And it's not a swear word. It's not a swear word.
Cool. I don't think I chose that one. Never mind.
I'm already upset.
That's your three. That's your fourth of the third.
Just play
it. Gotcha.
Here we go with the number two.
This one I legitimately do not know.
I have no clue what this is.
Is it John Mayer?
No, God.
Oh, you would have been out that door.
No, this is a song called Mother Uckas by Flight of the Conchords.
Go out the door.
Jermaine and Brett, from the HBO series Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of niche, but it's one of those things where...
Yeah, it's niche.
People know them because they got big because of that show.
Yeah, I don't know if they're... I mean, they might qualify as a guilty pleasure.
I need to hear this turn off a little.
Look on his face.
If the only thing you're hearing right now is a beep, it's because we erred on the side of caution.
I'm uncomfortable listening to this.
I'm stopping.
It's stressing me out.
I'm stopping it.
I'm getting sworn at.
The first thing we said that we talked about when Matt and I talked this week about how we want to carry on with the podcast
without
and that
Ryan.
We wrote in a message
clearly
without Ryan that we apparently excluded was how we were going to keep it radio friendly. And now Ryan has made a very clear swear and brought in a song that is
unedited NWA, basically.
You might as well just brought that in and just gone
F
on some
the police.
Yeah, jeez. I'm so...
Oh, I didn't
man.
Know the name or group of that song, but I know that song he just referenced.
NWA?
You don't know NWA?
I know it, but I don't know songs.
They are a racial slur without attitude, or with attitude, I'm sorry.
Someone's not open at the time. Someone's not gangster.
As black as you are.
I'm so wrong for
and this is Ryan's number one guilty pleasure song.
I will be hated.
Oh, boy. Hated or revered? You know, Matt probably thought he was going to be hated for the Kesha.
It's going to be hated.
Oh, boy. I already don't like you more than I did 1 minute ago.
I'm still confused by that.
Just play it.
I don't know it.
It's Coldplay. I love Coldplay.
I forgot we're being radio friendly, and I had to back away from the microphone just now.
I'm thinking about leaving.
Yeah.
Take him with you.
Oh, for crying out loud. This is...
There's one good Coldplay song. I don't know the name of it.
It's the Clocks.
Maybe. Whatever.
Viva La Vida.
There's only one, so you have to pick one.
And it's Fringe.
We do. We do like.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you said guilty pleasure.
At least it wasn't U2.
Oh. Ooh, that would have been unacceptable.
I don't like U2.
U2 and John Mayer. I swear to God, I would have recorded it at my house before I let him back in here.
If you went John Mayer, U2, and Coldplay, I would have shot you.
Yeah. That would have been a devastating trifecta.
We would have never even mentioned your name on this podcast again, Matt, and I would have just continued to do it.
A couple listeners would have gotten their way.
Every Facebook post referencing Ryan would just be deleted, and the person would be blocked.
I cease to exist.
God. So that's that. That is the that is our top three guilty pleasure songs. Pretty darn embarrassing. If you have any of your own, obviously email those to us at asktheinterns@gmail.com. Find us at A Little Off Topic on Facebook. I believe that's all we had set for this week. Hope you enjoyed the interview. And if you're finding that interview via the Freebird Hot Wing Show, stick around, listen to more, and maybe you won't hate us. probably will. You probably will.
Ryan, but, any big tech things I need to be aware of coming up?
Before Ryan ruined our podcast last week, Matt, because we had a couple-week gap, and Ryan ruined last week's recording by not wanting to do it.
Whoa.
Side note, you barely heard it. I had an article to ask Tech Talk Ryan about.
Well, do you remember the gist of it?
Well, I remember what it was, but I think I may save it
for
a future actual Tech Talk segment with Ryan. But it's a pretty big hitter. I'm going to tell you right now to be on your toes.
Just give me something I need to be aware of. The latest.
What's on the lookout on the computer hardware market?
I don't know.
Don't play coy with us. We know you're reading computer networking blogs and whatnot. You're like former intern Nader Tot with his college hockey, only you read like how the newest computer hard drives are being manufactured or something weird.
Please don't ever compare me to him. That was terrible.
It's hurtful to Nate.
Well, there's no tech talk?
You got nothing for us to be on the lookout for?
Well, in case you missed it, HP, who bought Palm for their WebOS for the phone that no one used... has already killed it off.
Take that, HP.
Well, HP killed it off already.
Just the phone?
No, well, the WebOS department. They're killing
it. What's a WebOS? You sound like you're combining things.
No, it's the operating system for the Palm phones.
Oh.
Like the pre.
Didn't I read that they canned the tablet, too, I believe?
Yeah.
Look at that. Hey. Tech Talk with Ryan and Kyle. How about that?
Wow. Enjoy it. Nobody else's.
What?
Well, it's better than some of the music.
And tune back in, everybody.
So they canned the WebOS.
Yeah. They've discontinued the Palm stuff.
Hot.
They bought them for like billions of dollars and have discontinued use of it already.
Hot dog, Matt.
Why did they do that?
The look of bewilderment on Matt's face as he shares a microphone with Ryan, and he just kind of stares at him with these kind of gazing, glossy eyes. Well, why? Why would they do that?
Because no one was buying it.
That seems to not make business sense. I'm going to invest billions of dollars and then get rid of the thing I invested lots of money in.
Mm-hmm. Because no one's buying it.
That's like buying a hot dog and stomping on it. That makes no sense to me.
That's a very good comparison.
Nobody does that.
Better yet, doing like research on your newfangled hot dog, opening a hot dog shop, and then 2 days later closing shop and calling it a career.
You don't buy WebOS's and then stomp on them.
Yeah, way to go, HP.
You put mustard on them and enjoy them.
Yeah,
that's what you do with a WebOS. As far as I know,
I think that's all we got for this week. Anything else, boys?
No, I'm good.
We're taking off. Be sure to tune in. We should be back next Sunday. A little off topic, I believe we have now bumped 7 news stories that aren't being talked about. This will be the second time. There is almost a 0% chance we'll get to those next time.
People are probably talking about them by now.
Yeah, they've actually made the news at this point. Well, we got nothing else to talk about on the news. We might as well go to this.
Oh, it's good news. We should have been talking about weeks ago.
Yeah, so Lord knows what we have next for the next recording. One thing I did want to bring up next week was going to be things and events that are they okay to do alone, are okay to attend alone, things like that. May have another round of pass or play. That's the second time I've plugged that, second time we haven't followed through on it. A lot of options. Send your suggestions, asktheinterns@gmail.com. Find us at Podomatic. Be sure to hit the donation jar if you feel so inclined to do that. Signing off for Matt and Ryan, my name is Kyle/Wiener2. Have a good week.
See ya.